Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Will Salatan from The Bulwark. So you may have heard that Republicans got a hold of Anthony Fauci's diary. And this week, they dragged him into a hearing in the Senate and they went after him. They said he got everything wrong in COVID and he ruined everyone's life and he was a terrible person. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the record straight. I'm going to show you some of the lies they told. I'm going to show you how completely dishonest they are. Okay, let's start with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Secretary of Health. On Monday, Kennedy gave an interview to Laura Ingraham on Fox News, and he said Fauci's diary shows that Fauci got a pulmonary infarction, a blood clot in his lung, from the Moderna COVID vaccine.
He got vaccinated, a very, very public press conference in January of 2020, and then 5 months later, this is the first time that we knew this from the diary, he had a pulmonary infarction, which is one of the adverse events that NIH, CDC, and FDA said are expected from the vaccine.
Okay, so first of all, Kennedy he's just lying when he claims that these agencies list pulmonary infarction as an expected side effect from the vaccine. Here is the CDC's list of common side effects from the vaccines: soreness, fatigue, headache, fever. I don't know about you, but I got a little bit of fever from one of my vaccinations. That happens a lot. It's part of the reaction sometimes when your immune system responds to a vaccine. But here's the point. There's nothing about pulmonary infarction on this list. Kennedy told you there was, but there isn't. In fact, pulmonary infarction is not an expected adverse event from the vaccines. Why did Kennedy say it was? Because that's what he does. He makes things up. Okay, second point. Kennedy said Fauci got the blood clot 5 months after he got vaccinated. You don't get a blood clot from a shot 5 months after you got the shot. There's tons of research that shows that vaccine side effects, when they happen, happen within hours or days or at most weeks. And this is really important because one of the things that you're going to hear over and over from Kennedy and Laura Ingraham and other people who oppose the COVID shots is that anything bad that happens to anybody anytime after the shot was caused by the shot. They think that's proof that the shots are dangerous. And this example where Kennedy confidently tells you that a blood clot 5 months later after the shot came from the shot illustrates why you can't trust these people and anything they say about so-called vaccine injuries. And by the way, in case you thought that Kennedy knew anything about health or science, let me show you what he told Sean Hannity on Wednesday about Fauci and his blood clot.
Then he got one of the primary, most expected adverse events, which was potentially deadly blood clots in his lung, myocardial infarction.
Now, I don't know where to begin with this. There's no such thing as a mitochondrial infarction. Now, there are mitochondria in your cells. That's a completely different thing. And there's something called a myocardial infarction, better known as a heart attack. Anyone who knows anything about medicine would know that a pulmonary infarction, which happens in the lungs, is different from a myocardial infarction, which happens in the heart. Why did Kennedy get it mixed up? Because he's a complete ignoramus. And it's bad enough that Donald Trump made this idiot the Secretary of Health. But what makes it worse is you now have an entire TV network, Fox News, spreading the same lies. For example, here is Jesse Waters, who has a primetime show on Fox, talking about Fauci.
He actually had a vaccine injury at one point. And then he lied and said the vaccine's fine. Meanwhile, he had a clot.
A vaccine injury. Waters says Fauci's clot was definitely a vaccine injury. Millions and millions of Americans are watching Fox News, and they're being fed these lies. Okay, here's another one from Waters about Fauci's diary.
His favorite word, though, not N95 or natural immunity, those words barely uttered. It was press. Press.
Oh, honey, let me show you Dr. Fauci talking about N95s.
But you've got to get a well-fitted mask that has of a high quality. And the two we know are high quality are an N95 or a KN95. So it's a combination, the best mask you can get. And the order of gradation is N95, clearly the best, KN95 next, multiple ply surgical masks, then cloth masks if you get a good fit.
Well, if you can tolerate an N95, do it.
Nobody talked more about N95s than Fauci did. So why would Waters tell you that Fauci didn't talk about N95s? The answer is Waters is looking at Fauci's diary. A diary is where you put your private thoughts. Kennedy and the Republican senators and Fox News are telling you Fauci is a bad guy because he talked about himself in his diary, which, hello, is what a diary is. Now, in public, Fauci didn't talk about himself. In public, he talked about stuff like N95s, because that was his job. But Waters doesn't want to tell you that. Waters wants to talk about the diary, not the public record. Look, it's not Fauci who wanted to tell everybody about his personal life. It's these scumbags who dug up the diary and plastered it all over TV. The dishonesty on Fox is just incredible. Let me show you another example. Here is Ingram on Monday.
America's doctor was a liar, a megalomaniac, a phony, and a total narcissist all rolled into one. Take what he said about the virus's lethality.
The stated mortality overall of this, when you look at all the data, including China, is about
3%. 3%? That's really bad. But in his private diary only 5 weeks earlier, he admitted that the virus was not that lethal.
3%. She says Fauci said 3%. But now I'm going to show you the part of his statement she cut off.
The stated mortality overall of this, when you look at all the data, including China, is about 3%. It first started off as 2 and now 3. I think if you count all the cases of minimally symptomatic or asymptomatic infection, that probably brings the mortality rate down to somewhere around 1%.
Well, how about that? He was quoting the 3% so he could explain why that number was way too high. But Ingram wanted to pretend that Fauci exaggerated the mortality rate. So she clipped out just the part she wanted. Another example of why you can't trust anything these people say. And while we're on the subject of taking things out of context, check out what these guys said about schools. They claim that Fauci is the guy who kept kids out of school long after it was clear that children were the people at lowest risk from COVID. Now, first of all, that is one of the biggest falsehoods of the whole pandemic. Fauci constantly said that kids should go back to school. Here he is in June of 2020. This is before school districts made their decisions about whether to bring kids back in the fall.
Those are the kind of things that we need to consider, but also importantly, always make the goal that it is very important to get the children back to school for the unintended negative consequences that occur when we keep them out of school.
I could show you dozens of other times Fauci made that point. But Fox doesn't want you to know about it. They want to talk about an entry in Fauci's diary where he wrote about closing the schools.
in his diary, he was bragging about shutting down the country. I spoke with Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City, and convinced him, based on what I was saying publicly and my conversation tonight, to close the NYC schools.
Huh. Did you notice something missing there? Did you see a date on that quote? No? And did you hear Waters mention the date? No? Well, maybe that's because Fauci wrote that on March 15th, 2020. That's not when schools were deciding whether to open for the fall or for the next 2 years. It was at the very beginning of the pandemic, when everybody, including Trump, agreed that we should shut everything down for 15 days to see if we could stop the spread. But then within a couple of months, as I showed you, Fauci was telling Congress we should do everything we can to get the kids back to school. Now, probably it's just an accident that Waters forgot to show you or tell you the date on that quote. I mean, Fox wouldn't try to do that again, would they?
Fauci was bragging in his diary about his role getting lockdowns implemented. Here's what he wrote, quote, I spoke with Bill de Blasio, that was the mayor of New York at the time, as you may know, and convinced him, based on what I was saying publicly and my conversation tonight, to close the NYC schools.
Oh, so now they're willing to tell you the year 2020. You could see it right there at the top of the screen. But they still won't show you the date, because that would show that Fauci's advice to close the schools was temporary at the very beginning of the pandemic. Instead, they keep telling you that Fauci tried to keep the schools closed for years.
Schools were shuttered for years based off Fauci's recommendations.
They're just liars. And they've got plenty of friends in the GOP. Here is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. He's talking about Fauci on Fox News on Wednesday.
He would come down to Florida and do TV hits on local news attacking me for mandating that schools be open.
He came down to Florida. I've heard DeSantis say this a bunch of times. One time somebody tried to clarify that DeSantis was talking about Fauci literally traveling to Florida. And DeSantis played along and implied that yes, Fauci went to Florida to attack him, to attack DeSantis. That never happened. Fauci didn't set foot in Florida till June of 2021, a year after DeSantis opened the schools. I mean, it's a small thing, but it shows you how they just make stuff up.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And then they make up stuff that's a lot more serious.
His diary does suggest, though, that he didn't want the vaccine approved before the election because it would help Trump. And he may have played a role in delaying it.
Now, there's a reason why Waters doesn't show you a quote to support that. And the reason is it's bullshit. Fauci never tried to delay the vaccines for any political reason. In fact, can we see that picture one more time? Look over there on the left. See that cute little fake picture of Fauci in pajamas with his diary? You see what he's holding there? It's a syringe. Fox is trying to tell you simultaneously that Fauci tried to delay the vaccine and that he constantly pushed vaccines on the public. In fact, Waters says Fauci wanted to stab people.
Fauci downplayed natural immunity and over-the-counter so the vaccine companies could keep stabbing and jack up their stock price.
So apparently, Fauci wanted Big Pharma to stab you, but not till after the 2020 election. And the other thing Waters said in that clip about Fauci downplaying over-the-counter drugs, that is a big Republican talking point. Okay, here is Senator Ron Johnson talking about what he says Fauci did about that.
Sabotaging early treatment with effective generic drugs so he get emergency use authorization on the gene therapy, experimental gene therapy injection.
Sabotaging treatment so he could get authorization for the vaccine. Johnson calls it gene therapy because Johnson doesn't understand what gene therapy is. But the main point here is Johnson is accusing Fauci of sabotage, of deliberately withholding medication to create an emergency so the government would approve the vaccines. Now, that's totally wrong. Fauci was promoting treatment the whole time. But it shows you how nuts Johnson and people like him are. They don't just think Fauci was wrong. They think he's the devil. In fact, they think Fauci created COVID.
All of his lies were basically a massive cover-up of his involvement in the creation of the coronavirus to create a pandemic. You fund research to create a pandemic, and then the countermeasure kills and injures untold numbers of people.
Wow. So Dr. Evil Fauci created the pandemic, and then he also created the countermeasures. That's the vaccine, which killed untold numbers. It's so diabolical. And if you think Johnson is alone in this nutty idea, think again. Here is Roger Marshall, another Republican senator.
Anthony Fauci funded this virus, and it was leaked from the Wuhan laboratory in China.
Roger Marshall is a doctor. He went to medical school, but apparently they didn't teach him genetics, because the number one problem with this conspiracy theory that Fauci created COVID is that the virus on which Fauci funded research in China is so genetically different from the COVID virus that no amount of sorcery could have turned one into the other. There have been multiple fact checks on this, like this one. Look, the viruses were 1,000 nucleotides apart. They were just too different. The whole lab leak debate is an endless source of bullshit. It's not that the lab leak theory itself is wrong. It could turn out in some form to be true. The bullshit is what these senators and their buddies on Fox pile on top of the theory. Here's Waters telling you with a straight face that there's no dispute about the lab leak.
We all know the virus came from a Chinese lab. There's no dispute over that.
And here's Hannity telling you that Fauci, in his diary, endorsed the lab leak theory.
He also seemed to believe that COVID-19 was more than likely man-made in a lab in Wuhan, not created in a wet market with exotic animals, despite stating the exact opposite on television to the public.
No. Nowhere in his diary did Fauci say that the virus was more than likely made in a lab. That is just another lie. So if these senators and their pals on Fox don't like the vaccines, don't like Fauci, what do they think we should have done during COVID? Well, actually, they have a solution. Here is what Laura Ingraham recommended while she was attacking Fauci on Monday.
As the Engels Medicine Cabinet said repeatedly in 2020 and 2021, natural immunity through infection was the best way out of it.
Natural immunity through infection. Great idea. Let's do the math. So the population of the United States in April of 2020 was a little over 330 million. COVID had a documented fatality rate of about 1%. Let's be generous. We'll assume that a lot of cases were mild. They were never detected. So maybe the real rate was more like 0.5%. If 330 million people get an infection with a 0.5% risk of death, that is more than 1.6 million deaths, which is about 500,000 more than we actually had. So if we had listened to these geniuses at Fox and their buddies in Congress, 500,000 more Americans would have died. And if the fatality rate was like 1%, that would mean an extra 2 million Americans would have died. That is what Fauci in his cute little syringe. That is what he prevented. And what do these guys, these Fauci haters, what do they want us to do now after they throw Fauci in jail? What do they want to do about, you know, the diseases that we're dealing with now? Well, the first thing they recommend is don't do anything that public health officials tell you to do, because it's all a conspiracy to take away your freedom and kill you. Here is Ron Johnson.
If we don't hold these people accountable, they'll do it again. You can see them trying to do it with what's monkeypox or this hantavirus, what's another bird flu, whether it's Ebola. They create fear so that they can force these countermeasures on us. And by the way, the whole issue of creating countermeasures, you know, this, bioweaponry countermeasures, it's, to me, it's a smokescreen to do bioweapon research itself.
Look, I know science is complicated, but these people are nuts. They are delusional, they are dishonest, and they are extremely dangerous. The lies that they're telling you about Fauci are just a prelude to all the lies they're going to keep telling you about Ebola and hantavirus and all the other threats that are coming at us. If everyone had listened to them instead of listening to Fauci, hundreds of thousands of Americans who are alive today would be dead. And if we listen to them next time, God knows how many more will die.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Group void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.